God's incredible mercy. I want to use for my text tonight a psalm, one of the most unusual psalms, very different, and incredibly wonderful. And I want you to listen carefully tonight to what God is saying, and you'll notice something as I get into talking what this psalm is all about. You're going to notice something most remarkable, that God wants to speak to people in this building tonight to encourage you. God wants to meet you tonight. There's folk in this building that need help. You have problems. You're facing difficulties and awesome situations at home and in your own life and in your family and all and morally, mentally, physically, spiritually. God has an answer for you. He's got an answer for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Psalm 107. As we were doing here, and this church certainly enters into this first verse. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. His mercy endures forever. Let's say that. His mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemies, and gathered them out of the lands from the east and the west and the north and the south. Now listen to this. This is the first of four categories of folks that His mercy has been revealed to. They wandered in the wilderness in a desolate way. They found no city to dwell in, hungry and thirsty. Their souls fainted in them. They found no way, lost, hungry, thirsty, fainting. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them out of their distresses, and He led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Number one, God wants folks that have lost their way to cry out to Him, and He will guide you and lift you and direct you to a place of safety and security and answer your prayer. When you've lost, when you're in the wilderness, when you're in a situation that you don't know how to get out, and it really doesn't matter why you got there. These people may not have gotten there, didn't get there because they were following God. They've lost the way. So they are not in touch with God. They've lost the way. And then they cry out to God in their moment of need. And when they cry out to God out of the depths of their need and begin to seek God, He steps into the situation and remedies the situation. Now, Satan always has an answer for you when you're in a hard place. He gives you an option. He wants to direct you. When you get in a hard place, He wants to discourage you, and He wants to jump on you and tell you, now look where you are. There's no way out. And now listen to me. And He'll give you the wrong direction. For example, the first funeral I ever conducted was for a man that his family, he attended our church, our mission, and he was losing his house. And he had worked hard for this house. And times went against him, and the situation turned, and the owner, the folks he was buying it from and paying for, outsmarted him, and he was losing. He lost it. And Satan jumped on this man and said to him, now you're an older man, he was middle-aged, and you've worked all these years, and you've tried so hard to buy this house, and now you've made some mistake, somehow or another, you're not able to keep up the payments, and it's being taken from you. This man gave in to his depression. I can remember him so well. I remember his name, Oxenhurt. Remember him so well. But he gave in to that depressing spirit that Satan wants to lay upon you, and the depression, and finally killed himself. Satan said, the only way out from you, Mr. Oxenhurt, is take your life. There's nothing worthwhile. You've lost everything. Just end it. Satan always has an answer. But God always has an answer. One of my great verses in the Bible is St. Luke's Gospel, the 18th chapter, in the first verse. Men ought always pray and not faint. Don't ever give up. Never, 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 because you always have God and the opportunity of praying and calling on God. Now, there are folks in here tonight that are at a crossroads. I'm speaking to certain people. I don't know who you are, but in prayer, God, let me know that you're here. There are folks in desperate situation, and you're thinking of options and how to get out. You may be here, and you may be a young girl, and you may be pregnant, and you may think abortion is the answer. It's not the answer. God can help you. If you'll cry out to Him and ask Him, He will help you. I don't care how it happened. God is a merciful God. And if you'll seek Him, He will help you. You don't need to listen to the Satan. There are folk in here with family problems that you don't know the answer. And Satan is trying to tell you something desperate to do, something that you should do that's really harmful and destructive. But God wants you to pray and to seek Him with all of your heart and not to listen to discouragement. Don't ever listen to discouragement. Don't listen to the devil. He's always trying to discourage us and to show you the dark side and the impossibility. But I want to point you to one tonight that's incredible, merciful, that I don't care how you got into that situation, there's a God in heaven that can help you out of it. Hallelujah. And will lift you up and will give you the victory if you'll call on Him. Call on the Lord. Seek God in your desperate situation. I remember when we came into Brooklyn many years ago as just a young couple, Gene and I, and we were in charge of this little mission. And it was a terrible mission. 48 broken chairs. You don't have chairs that bad today. They have metal folding chairs. These are little wooden folding chairs, were worn out. And, you know, you could always see because they were not in a row. They just leaned in every which way. And we had a run out of money. We were living in a woman's house that was empty, 10 rooms, an empty house, and with us and the cockroaches. And she sold the house, and we had to move out of that. And so we slept on the floor. And we had an old mattress behind a curtain. And we'd take that out at night and sleep on the floor, move the chairs back and sleep on the floor. My mother slept on an old hospital bed in the back room. There we are. We just married. And we've been married only a short time that summer. This is the fall now. And we had no bathroom, just a toilet, no bathroom, no stove. Every cup and every saucer was broken. The place smelled terrible. We were laying on the floor. We had these rat traps. We were catching rats. We were trappers, really, trappers. But we didn't get paid for any of the furs, you know. There was no money in it. And you hear that rat trap go off, and you hear a little noise, and we've caught another one. My mother killed 20-some rats that winter. And we'd be sleeping on the floor, and then we were blessed. The cockroaches decorated the walls in the daytime, and the rats ran around at night. And I got desperate. We stayed there, and we couldn't get a place. And I tried my best. I tried, really. And I will never forget the prayer meeting, that it was in the day. Because it's Sunday afternoon, Sunday morning, we have a little meeting. We have a handful, 12 or 15 people, and have another service Sunday night. And I sat in the same chair all day. You know, we sat there for the service, and nobody ever said, well, where do you live? Where do you sleep? What? It's like we were raptured every day and came back for the next meeting, you know. No one ever said, where do you stay? We have anywhere to stay. And I can never forget it, folks. Now, I'm desperate. You know, you got to get desperate. Satan was trying to discourage me. Now, this is no place. You can't make it here. God's not opening a door for you. Every door is closed. There's no money. We're living on the same thing, eating the same thing all the time. Nothing. And we're desperate now. And I put my face into that dirty wall. And I cried out to God. I'll never forget the prayer meeting. God, you can do it. You've got every place. You can do it. Give me a place to live. Open something. I've done everything I know to do, and now I'm desperate. We can't live here forever like this. Now the winter's gone, and the months have passed, and it's just terrible. And God, a lady, I'll never forget it, Sister Minnie, came in and knocked on the door early in the morning, a few days after that. Now, you didn't have to knock on the door. You could just shake it because it was so loose that you didn't need to knock on it. Just give it a rattle, you know. And I went to the door, and she said, come on, quick. The folks just next to us in a basement apartment have just left. Come and let's go. She knew who the owner was. We went, and the lady, Mrs. Backus, rented us the apartment, three little rooms in the basement. Listen, it was wonderful. God opened a door for us. It was God's place, because right next to us were Christians, and they used to help us, and every now and then they'd send us a meal. Praise. So we got more than just a place to stay. We got wonderful neighbors and some extra meals out of it. Praise God. God does great things. We lived there 6 years. God answers prayer. Now, you may be in a hard place. You may not be able to make the payments on your house. You may be without a job. There's folks in here that you don't know what to do and where to go. I want to tell you, listen to me tonight. I want to tell you what to do. You get on your knees and you cry out to God that created the heavens and the earth, that spoke and the worlds came into existence, that spoke and the sun came into existence and all of the stars. He's God of creation. There's nothing, nothing, nothing too hard for God. He's the same yesterday. Your situation is not hard for God. No, He's a God that answers prayer. He's merciful. Even if you got into this situation by doing wrong or making mistakes, don't let the devil tell you that's all. You deserve it, and so what? No, He's a liar. If you'll humble yourself and pray, God will help you. He'll help you. I think of Steelberg years ago was told a story. He was superintendent, general superintendent of the Assemblies of God, wonderful man of God. Years ago, told a story how he was out in the Midwest, Minnesota, where so many of the Swedish folks live. And he said his father had a hard time, lost his job. All their food was gone, and his mother told him, this is the last bit of flour. We'll have bread today, and that's it. And he remembered her praying. And that morning, and her father and her prayed, and he went out. And he went to school. It was cold, and he was freezing. And he said that afternoon, coming back, he stopped in an old unfinished building to get warm. And there was a man walking in the building. And the man was talking to himself. And he said, you know, I ought to finish this building up. It's been like this a long time. I ought to get a carpenter. And this young boy was there. He walked over to him and he said, son, he said, how are you? And he said, I need a carpenter. He said, I know the best carpenter in this town. He said, you do? He said, yeah. He said, who is he? He said, it's my father. He said, well, send him to me. I need a carpenter. And his father, Mr. Steelberg, went and he gave him a job and he was never out of work again. I'm going to tell you, there's a God. That mother and father knelt and prayed. Don't you give up. Don't you listen to the voice of the devil speaking into your ear that you're discouraged. Now, it may be a job. It may be a family situation. It may be something else. I don't know your situation. I don't care how dark it is or how hopeless it is. But I know this. I know a God in heaven that answers prayer. And if you'll call on Him with all of your heart, He's a miracle working God. He'll answer your prayer. God wants me to tell you tonight, don't give up. Hold on and pray, and God will take you through. He'll open the door where there is no door. He'll make a way where there is no way. He'll provide when there's nothing. He's got the answer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Number two, I've got to hurry. My land, I've got to hurry. Number two. Praise God. I want to start here at the 10th verse. Those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, bound in afflictions and iron. Now listen to this. Because they rebelled against the word of God and despised the counsel of the Most High. Therefore, because they're rebellious, they despise God, He brought them down. Their hearts with labor. They fell down. There was none to help. Helpless. Bound in fetters of iron. These wicked people. Now they're rebellious. They're wicked. These wicked people cry out to God in their trouble, and He saves them out of their distresses. And He brings them out of darkness and the shadow of death that's facing them and broke the chains in pieces. These are wicked people that prayed. Now, I know God hears righteous people. But the interesting part about this psalm is these are wicked people. When wicked people turn to God and call on Him, God is so merciful. If you pray out of all of your heart, it doesn't matter if you fail. If you humble yourself and call on God and you're in slavery and bondage tonight, He will set you free. We all know that God will hear good people. This psalm is different. Here's bad people that pray, and God hears them. Hallelujah. His mercy endures forever. These are wicked people. They're rebellious. Now, how many testimonies, how many folks do we have, start with me, that were living bad and sin got a hold of us and we became slaves? I was a slave to sin. I don't have to give you an illustration tonight. There's hundreds of people in this building that can answer to this tonight. In that choir, there's hundreds of folks that were bound up because we lived wrong. And because we didn't do the right thing, we became slaves of sin. And we became slaves, and God, Satan bound us up and put chains around us. And there's people in here tonight that are slaves. There are slaves in this building here listening to me tonight. I know you're here because praying for you today, God showed me that you're here. But there's hundreds of us here that were slaves. I was bound by the habits of sin. I couldn't break them. I could not get free. And God, when I cried out to God on the streets of Washington, D.C., and the bottom of my heart and said, God, I can't do it. All my life, I have heard that you can save people. Never happened to me. I can't break these chains. I've tried. I spend everything. I live terrible. I can't change. If it's really true that you're God in heaven and that you can save a sinner, have mercy on me and save me and change my life. And God heard my prayer. Hallelujah. 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 Now, how many in the choir were sinners and you were bound and you cried out to God and He set you free? Would you lift your hands up real high? Take a look. There they are. There they are. Hallelujah. How many in this audience that Satan had you bound? Switch your hand up high and give Him a shout of praise tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God hears sinners when they pray out of the depths of their heart for deliverance. There's folks in here that pornography has you. There's folks that have immoral habits. There's folks that are drinking. There's folks in here, no doubt, that have been involved with drugs or immoral living or whatever it is, or stealing or gambling. Gambling is one of the strongest habits you can have as a gambler. But I don't care what strength it is. I don't care how you're bound. I don't care how bad you are or how deep you've gone. I want to tell you tonight, there's a God in heaven that can break those chains and it can set you free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He answers bad people's prayer when they cry out of their heart to God and sincerely and mean it. There's a God in heaven that answers prayer, that will set you free, that will bring you out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The devil tries to say you're too bad. God can't save you. Look what you've done. There's no hope for you. That's a lie. That's a lie. On the cross, Jesus Christ bore your sins and He broke the powers of Satan. And there's freedom for you. Freedom! Now, some people struggle with sin after they're saved in one form or another. I was shocked. I couldn't believe that I didn't want to go back. I said to myself, man, something's happened to me. I said, I don't want to go back to the nightclub. I said, this is unbelievable. It was. I said, if this lasts 2 weeks, it's a miracle. If I go straight for 2 weeks and don't go with the friends out to the nightclubs and the drinking and the carousing, if I would go 2 weeks, it would be God. I said, I must be saved. God has saved me. Hallelujah. 2 weeks went by and I was still changed. And then it dawned on me, I'm going to Bible school. I said, if God could do this for me, He can save anybody in the world. He can save anybody. Hallelujah. He can save anybody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's been over 64 years. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 66 years. And it still works. Hallelujah. I haven't been back. I never went back. My friends called me and said, what happened to you? I said, God changed. I said, you are changed. You're different. I said, amen. I'm different. I'm changed. And you know, I was so anxious that folks would know the difference. I was on the train right afterwards. And I was on the train riding someplace. And I was sitting with a whole group of young folks. And I said, there was no other seats. And they were making out and laughing and carrying on and talking bad. And one of them looked at me and he said, you're different. You're not part of this crowd. So you're not like us. What's going on with you? He knew it. I said, thank you, Jesus. I said, that's right. I'm saved. Hallelujah. I'm saved. I'm saved. Hallelujah. Folk, I want to tell you tonight, I want to tell you, if the chains have you, you don't need to stay bound. I've got a secret for you. You don't have to be a slave. You don't have to serve the devil. You don't have to spend your money. You don't have to live like the devil and to be bound for hell. God has a place in heaven if you'll accept it. If you'll call on Jesus tonight out of your sin, I guarantee you He'll break those chains. He'll set you free. There's power in the blood of Jesus Christ to set you free tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you. Category number three. Fools. Listen to this, who's praying. Fools are praying. Did you ever notice that? Fools. 17. Because of their transgressions and because of their iniquities, we're afflicted. These are fools now. Wicked fools. Prayer of a wicked fool. Their souls abhor all manner of food. They draw near to the gates of death. Death is staring them in the face. Then these wicked fools, then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them out of their distresses. And He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Incredible. Fantastic. These are wicked people that prayed because they were facing death, physical death. And God delivers them out of their physical illness. They're going to die. And they're wicked. And they're sick because of their sins. Their sickness is on them because of their wickedness. But that didn't stop God. Because it says right there, His mercy endures forever. God, when a man calls on God, and a person that's made mistakes and fallen, when they humble themselves and call on God, His mercy is great. God's mercy, when you pray out of your heart, He's a merciful God. He's a merciful God. The devil wants to tell you He's not so merciful as all that. Hey, don't listen to that preacher. He's not as merciful. Don't you listen to the devil. He's more merciful than I could tell you. God's better than anyone ever told you. God is incredible. Hallelujah. His mercy endures forever. It's great mercy He has when you call on the Lord and you seek Him with all of your heart. What a psalm! Here's a psalm where bad people are praying and God's hearing them and answering because in their distress and there's no hope, no hope, God steps in and hears and answers prayer and delivers them. Hallelujah. And if you'll pray tonight in your situation, I don't care if it's physical, how bad physically you are, cry out to God. Now, I believe in doctors. I thank God for doctors. But when the surgeon's knife can't quite reach the cancer, and when the doctor can't quite fathom the thing that's wrong with you, when you're beyond hope and they send you home hopeless, I've got news for you. There's a God in heaven that answers prayer, that can do what we thank God for doctors, but He can do what doctors can't do. He can do what the scientists can't do. He can do what the best hospitals in the world can't perform. There's a God in heaven that's never lost a case when a person sought Him with all of his heart and there was time. There's a God in heaven that heals the sick right on. There's a God in heaven that can straighten your situation out. There's a God in heaven that can help you tonight. Hallelujah. If you call on Him, don't let the devil tell you that there's no hope. No, there's no hope in the world. That's true. And there may not be any hope from man doing their best for you. But I have news for you. There's a God in heaven tonight that's filled with compassion, that's filled with love, that's filled with mercy, that's filled with goodness, that will hear and answer your prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Call upon Him. Call out of the depths of your being and call for mercy. Don't tell God how good you are. He knows who you are. Call out and say, have mercy. You're a merciful God. Forgive my sins. Forgive my mistakes and my past, and heal me because of your mercy and your love and your goodness, and see what God will do. Now, the greatest healing story I've ever heard was, it was a good person, but they weren't a minister, and they weren't a preacher, wasn't a man of God. It was a mother, a woman. She went to a church, her family, that didn't believe that healing was for the day. She didn't go to a church that, they were a gospel church, but one of these churches that believed that that day was gone. And we were in an age when there were no more miracles and no signs and no wonders, and Jesus could save you, but he didn't heal you. And the girl's name was Betty Baxter. I told that story here some years ago. Brother Pastor Dave was here the night I told it, confirmed it. He knew the story as well. Well, this Betty Baxter, the greatest miracle I ever heard in my life was a mother's prayer. She had a daughter born. Betty was born deformed, bent over. All the organs in her body were out of shape and misplaced. A deformed little girl. As she got a little bit older, they thought she'd get better. She never did. As she grew older, she got worse. And she bent over to where, when she was a teenager, she stood this high, no higher. And she looked from down around the floor. She's bent clear over. They took her to the greatest clinics in the Midwest, famous clinics. Stayed there long and spent a lot of time in the hospitals. Finally, they told the mother and father that there's absolutely no way in the world for Betty to live. Can't live. Just take her home and make her as comfortable as she can be until she dies, because there's nothing science can do in this situation. Nothing. It's beyond the best in the world. Can't help her. But the mother began to read this book and began to read in these Gospels about a man called Jesus that healed the sick, that healed the lepers, that healed, opened the eyes of the blind and cleansed the lepers. And the woman that was bent over, he straightened, had touched her, prayed, and she straightened up. This woman began to pray desperately for her daughter and sought and said, even though the church didn't believe it, reading that book, Betty's mother began to believe that God, Betty, now realizing she's facing death, both of them began to seek God. And they prayed. And they prayed, and Betty got close to God, spent her day praying and seeking God, having the word read to her, and waiting on God. And the mother began to seek God and said, God, you are a God of the impossibility. You are the God of the impossibility. It doesn't matter what my daughter looks like or how sick she is, but you are able. And this woman began to call on God to heal Betty, to touch Betty's body, to help her. Betty began to pray. And both of them got faith. Faith came into them. Now the church they're going to is preaching, it can't be. It can't be. It won't be. There's no such thing. They didn't listen to the pastor in that respect. They listened to the book. And they began to read about Jesus, full of compassion, that never turned anybody away. Oh, we love you, Jesus. And one day they were praying. It was August, just like this month. It was the month of August. And the Lord spoke to Betty's mother and said to her on August, I don't remember the date, but something like August the 19th, Sunday afternoon, I'm going to heal Betty. Betty was praying. Didn't tell Betty. Betty was praying, and God said to her, on August the 19th, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm going to come and heal you. And so the mother went to Betty and said, Betty, the Lord has spoken to me and told me when you're going to be healed. And Betty said, I'll tell you when it is. It's August the 19th at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. She said, that's right. And we're going to believe God. And the father didn't believe. So the mother said, you go and buy a dress. We think Betty will be this high when she straightens out. Go buy a dress. Go get a pair of shoes. And the father said, it's so sad to see my wife and Betty so disillusioned. But if it'll make you happy, Betty, if it'll make you happy, we'll buy you the dress. And they bought the dress and laid it out on her bed in the shoes. And the mother was so strong. Now, she's not a minister. She isn't a deacon. She isn't nothing. But she's a person that believes that Jesus Christ is what He said He is. Hallelujah. That He can do the impossible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They told a little brother, he's that high. They tell him, he goes to Sunday school. Now, he's in a church that don't believe this. And he asked the teacher, could I say something? And the teacher says, yes. He said, folks, this afternoon at 3 o'clock, Jesus Christ is coming to my house. And they said, oh, what a shame. The teacher said, what a shame. And she said, poor little fella. Oh, she said, I feel so bad. He's going to be so disillusioned. What's going to happen? And the father is so said, I feel so bad. They're going to be so disillusioned. But he was full of faith, too. So there's three of them now. The little boy, the mother, and Betty. And so Betty said, everybody told the family, get ready. August the 19th. I don't know which day it was in August, but it was the middle. They said, get ready. Betty's praying. So let's all be praying. Jesus is coming at 3 o'clock. What time is it? 3 o'clock. Now listen. At 3 o'clock, a cloud formed in Betty's room. The mother was watching and the father was there. Out of that cloud stepped Jesus Christ. Now listen to me. You'll wait to hear the rest of the story. He walked over to Betty. And he touched her back. And her back just snapped and snapped and snapped in Betty's back. And she straightened up as straight as I'm standing here right now. Standing there straight. She said, I felt his hand. He reached in and squeezed my heart. And I could breathe for the first time. Touched the organs of my body. And said, then he stood there and admired me and gave her an admonition. The cloud vanished and he was gone. The father is standing there weeping uncontrollably. And he's saying, I can believe anything. I can believe anything. And the little brother is hollering, I can't believe it. There she is. There she is. There she is. They took her to church that night. And the crowd, when she walked in, people fell. People ran to the altar. People ran outside. They ran everywhere. The meeting went chaos, total chaos. They had to call in. The state police came and ran the meeting. The state troopers, one stood on one side of Betty and one on the other, stood her up on the platform. Up there, that's all they did. People ran to the altar, fell down, cried. And the Sunday school teacher came and fainted dead away at the door. Passed out cold. Passed out cold. The news went. Associated Press knew the story, went all over this country. I never heard it. You got to hear Betty tell that story. And Betty, incredible, tell that story. She used to tell it every year in our church. And she was preaching in the greatest meetings in this country. And I was telling this story, so don't doubt it. Don't doubt it. I knew Betty. I knew her well. She came every year to see us. And I was telling the story, and Pastor Dave was sitting there, and he said, let me just stand up, everybody, and tell you. I remember the story. I know it's a fact. It's a fact. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same. He has not changed. He has not changed. Hallelujah. 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 I want to tell you tonight, folks, I don't care what your situation is. Don't you give up. Don't you give in to discouragement. Don't you give in to despair. I want you to call on the Lord. I'm going to quit now. There's one more category, and that's folks that are in danger, physical danger. But it's the same thing. His mercy endures forever. And these people call on the Lord in this great psalm. And they weren't great people. There was no great person calling on him. But in need, they cried out to God in their need. And it winds up with this. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and his mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. For his goodness, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and for his wonderful works to the children of men, for his mercy endures forever. He's the same Jesus tonight. He's in this place tonight. He wants to do miracles tonight. He wants to touch people's bodies. He wants to give you faith. He wants to give you a job. He wants to help you tonight. I want you to reach out, reach out, reach out, and receive. Come down to this altar when Pastor Neil comes and thank him with all of your heart and leave your burden here and walk out of here with an answer tonight and with hope and power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Stand with me. God has already spoken to your heart. You know that you need to cry out to him. It doesn't matter what situation. Just get out of your seats and you come down to this altar right now. Don't even wait for them just to start singing a song. You know that you need God. You come in faith, believing that as you step out of your seats, that you're coming to meet Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. Folks, faith is an incredible thing. You just put your faith in the living God. Just say, God, I'm putting my faith in you. I can't see what tomorrow holds, but God sees the future clearly. He knows you by name. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Just make your way. Folks, come press in real close. A lot of people are coming down to this altar tonight as we just come before God. God knows every circumstance. Just press right in. Let others come on down to this altar as well. Hallelujah. Let's sing tonight. There is no other name than the name of Jesus. There is no other name. Now, as Pastor Ben was preaching tonight, he said, as he went through each one of those articles, they cried unto the Lord. Sometimes we train you to in a sense, because we say we're going to lead you in prayer, and you wait for us to pray with you. But when we read the psalm as he preached tonight, they cried unto the Lord. They cried unto the Lord, and the Lord heard their cry. We're going to sing this again, Sarah. Let's sing again, and Brother Greg, let's sing this again. And as we sing it, you begin crying out to God from your soul. Begin crying from the very core of your being. Begin just to call out unto the Lord from the very depth of your pain and where the anguish or the difficulties you start crying out to God, and you watch God come down and begin to minister to you. Now, let's sing that again. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Holy Ghost, come fill us right now. Holy Spirit, come grant power to each life. Holy Spirit, come forgive. Holy Spirit, come raise up. Holy Spirit, come heal. Holy Spirit, come right now. Fill us with your power. Fill us with the fire of your Holy Spirit. God, we thank you tonight. Holy Spirit, just come and lay your hands upon those that are sick. Lord, come answer prayers right now. The cries of men and women. God, you hear the cries. Come and answer them by the power of your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, beloved, just say, Holy Spirit, come fill me tonight. Just ask God to come fill you with the power of the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Ghost just to come touch you. Hallelujah. Melt away all the doubts and unbelief. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come and answer every one of the questions that are in the hearts of men and women. Come answer questions. Come raise up the sick. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Lord, I thank you that you've met us tonight. Lord, I thank you that you have truly met us tonight. You've come by your word. I just think when Pastor Patrick said, Lord, if you've brought us this far in the meeting and there's so much joy, what's going to happen when your word comes? Lord, your word has come now. Hallelujah. And put faith in our hearts. And I pray tonight that every one of us just lay hold of Jesus by faith. Glory be to Jesus. Lord, the devil has no answer for faith. He has no antidote for faith. He has no wicked scheme against faith. For Lord, where there is faith, mountains move. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mountains move. When there's faith, mountains move. Oh God, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The devil might have placed a mountain in front of you today, but by faith that mountain is cast into the sea. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I thank you what you've done. I thank you what you've done. Just faith the size of a mustard seed. It's all you're asking. Just believe me. Just trust me. Tonight we trust you in everything that we do. God, we trust you tonight. Thank you for miracles. Thank you for healings. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for supplying needs. Hallelujah. Give God a shout of praise now.